Apollo 8, Houston. Roger, I'm reading you with a lot of background now. Can you read me clearly? Okay, I'm going to give you a quick summary of the system. Basically, all systems are good. In respect to your return trajectory, we can still get to the mid-Pacific line at 146 hours by waiting as late as the 13th rev. After 138 seconds of the burn, you're on your way home. The weather in the recovery area looks good. Apollo 8, did you call? Apollo 8, Houston, could we have the high gain for a little bit longer?
We broke scan on it, Ken.
All right, so you're coming in loud and clear now. Did you copy my trajectory information?
We're on OmniP, though.
All right, that's fine.
Say again, please, go ahead. We're 130. Will you say it again, please?
Welcome. Apollo 8, first, if you can spare, we'd like to have the high gain to complete the dome.
Stand by, we'll try to give it for you.
Roger.
In a couple of minutes there, Houston.
All right, thank you. Okay, Apollo 8, while we're... Apollo 8, while we're waiting for the high gain, I'll continue the trajectory summary. We can still get back to the Mid-Pacific line in 146 hours from the 13th rev. And you're on your way after 138 seconds of the burn. That's 138 seconds to get you clear of the butterfly region. We recommend not trying re-ignitions or restarts after 20 seconds. If you go beyond 20 seconds, this may get the trajectory beyond the correction RCS correction capability to the free return. The weather and recovery area is good. We have an AOS following TEI of 8-9 plus 2-8 plus 3-9 and an AOS without TEI of 8-9 plus 3-7 plus 2-4. During the burn, you may notice a slight change in chamber pressure and tank pressures due to the fuel exhaustion in the storage tank and going to the sump tank. This may occur somewhere around 2 to 5 seconds into the burn. It'll be a small change in pressures in both systems. Going down the systems, all systems are go. In ECS, we want to stop water boiling after TEI for trajectory purposes. Your water dump situation looks good. You should be good to greater than 105 hours. We'll try to hold off the water dump until after MCC5. In the EPS, we'd like to stir the cryos prior to TLI, or correction, TEI. The next purge on the fuel cells will occur at approximately 92 hours. That will be both hydrogen and oxygen. Your battery status, battery A, 34.9, battery B, 39.1, and Charlie, 38.5. We have single tank cryo capability. SPS, looking at the performance on the previous burns, you can anticipate a normal burn taking approximately 3.7 seconds in excess of the computed values. Engine performance looks nominal, and all parameters have been steady. RCS looks good. All four quads, according to the computer programs, have approximately the same capacity. You have a good rest mat. I'll take you through TEI. We'll have a post-TEI PTC attitude for you in a few minutes. And that just about wraps up what we have on systems. Over.
Roger, thank you, Houston. We appreciate the summary. We're trying to get high gain.
All right.
I think we have it.
You have the high gain. Now, Ken, as I understand it, if it shuts down after 20 seconds of burn, you don't want us to try to relight it? Is that what you said?
Stand by. Apollo 8, the intent was do not delay ignition beyond 20 seconds. Over.
Oh, do not delay ignition beyond 20 seconds. Roger.
That's firm.
And you want me to start it on bank A and then switch to B again like we did on LOI, right?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Did you put in this pad for us? Should P30 and 40 be in our computer now?
That's negative. We have not uplinked this pad. We'll put this one in on the next pass.
Okay. Roger.